Lo-Fi Polisar, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And today we're doing Africa Monday. That's right, our episode is all Africa, my friends. So let's go. Starting out in Senegal, elections are actually taking place today. Today for me, yesterday for you, but they are officially a month late. But they are here, presidential elections, and we don't have any updates just yet, but we thought it was important enough to say that they're taking place. They're here. And the results? Well, you may know them before I wake up. We'll let you know as soon as we know, people. Now, updates out in Ghana, where Parliament had passed legislation that would criminalize being part of or supporting the LGBTQ plus community. That bill was sent to the president. And the president said he would not sign it until the Supreme Court made a ruling on if it was constitutional. And lots of people had opinions about this move in both directions. Of course, international community, Western states, and the UN was definitely anti this move, but this had a lot of domestic support, and obviously, Parliament passed this bill. But now, since the president is postponing it, the Speaker of the House that passed this bill, well, he definitely has an opinion. And he's saying that the president, what he's doing is unconstitutional. And since he won't sign it, the speaker is refusing to put any more presidential nominations up to a vote, thus freezing up some of the officials or some of the offices of the president. Eyes open on Ghana this week. Executive legislative relations are heating up. Now, updates out in Nigeria, where recently 287 school children were kidnapped for ransom on March 7th. The military has reported that 137 have been freed by their forces, and they are continuing to search for the remaining 150 children. And they will not stop until they have all the children back. Good news indeed, and good luck out there. Get those children back. And to shift gears a bit and check out things in Tanzania, where water shortages in the northern district of Mwanga have persisted for decades. But the government and private contractors, they started 20 years ago on a project that cost about $100,000 US dollars that was to alleviate this water shortage that had been going on. But after 20 years, the project still is not done. And the vice president of the country says enough is enough. This is ridiculous. Finish this project and get our people water, the water they need to live, by this June, or the vice president is resigning. Period. Point blank. And the vice president of the country has thrown down the gauntlet now, officially. And hopefully it gets picked up and the people of Mwanga get their water. The project is reportedly 90% done. But we'll be checking back on this one for sure in just a couple months, people, to see if the vice president keeps his job and if the people, more importantly, get their water. And a last piece of news before we switch to our Fab Five of the day. Let's head on out to Uganda, where bamboo farming is really kicking off. If you don't know anything about bamboo, let me tell you, it grows crazy fast and it grows everywhere. And it grows almost anywhere, really. It's crazy, crazy strong. And you can make scaffolding with it to build things. You can make furniture with it. You can burn it for firewood or for cooking wood. You could do so much with bamboo. And again, it grows super quick and it grows almost anywhere. And in Uganda, they're making a switch to farming bamboo, which will ultimately help deforestation in the country. It will help reduce deforestation for their native and natural forests that still survive today. This is super cool, people. I love this. Sustainable development while meeting the needs of the people. All good news here. All right, check it. This week's Fab Five of the Day is the five largest economies of Africa, as measured by GDP in 2022 by the World Bank. And we don't have 2023 data until probably the end of this summer. But that's GDP, that's gross domestic product, all the goods and services sold in a calendar year, all added up together within a single country. That gives you GDP. So these are the countries with the largest economies, as measured by GDP, on the continent of Africa. Starting with the largest economy of all countries in Africa. Do you know it? Do you not? I'll give you a five count. Largest economy in Africa. Go. 5, 4, 3, two, and one. Number one, Egypt, with a 2022 score or dollar amount of $476 billion. That's right, Egypt has overtaken, who's coming in at number two now, formerly number one, Nigeria, with $472 billion in 2022. So Egypt has $4 billion on top of Nigeria now. And at number three, which also used to be number one before Nigeria beat it out years ago, number three is South Africa, with a 2022 dollar amount of $405 billion. So almost $70 billion less than our number two. And now number four, and pay attention to how much we drop by. Number four is Algeria. In 2022, $194 billion. We went from our number three being $405 billion to our number four being $194 billion. That's a drop, people. And now to our fifth and final Fab Five of the day. Number five is Morocco, with a 2022 amount of $130 billion. And there you have it, with the five largest African economies by the World Bank GDP in 2022. Egypt, Nigeria, South Africa, Algeria, and Morocco. And next week, we'll do the five countries with the largest GDP per capitas and see if this list changes. See you for that one, people. All right, check. It's switching gears to that lo-fi global trivia we always waiting for, my friends. We got five lo-fi poli-sci trivia questions for you all about Africa today. Number one, are most of the countries on the African continent on the coastline? Yes or no? Are most of the countries of Africa on the coast? Yes or no? Number two, how many countries are on the coastline of Africa? How many countries are on the coastline of Africa? Number three, how many countries in Africa are either on the equator or above the equator, meaning north of the equator? You know, everyone's always talking about the global south and developing countries, but how many countries in Africa are either on the equator or north of the equator? Number four, what is the largest country in Africa by geographic size? What is the largest geographic-sized country in Africa? Number five, what is the smallest country on the African continent by geographic size? What is the smallest country on the continent of Africa by geographic size? Love you, Lo-Fi. And that's just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Bring it down, man, like. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.